We're here with head coach Natalie Kukas of the men's and women's swimming and diving teams, taking a look at the 2008 and 2009 campaigns for the swimming and diving teams. First of all, coach, thanks for joining us here on the Tiger Sports Network and taking a look at the first few meets of the season. A great start to your both men's and women's swimming and diving teams. They start out 2-0 in dual meet seasons and also a pair of fourth place finishes at the NCAC relays to kick off the season. What are your initial impressions on how this team is performing this year?
Well, I'm definitely excited about the performances so far. We've got a lot of work to do before our conference meet, but this team is the most unified, fun, goal-oriented, and competitive that I've seen it, especially this early in the season and in my four-plus years here.
Well, you've got a couple of big dual meets coming up, and then you've got some mid-season invitationals, but it's all focused on getting yourselves prepared for the conference meet, which comes up in February and March for these programs. Talk about where you feel like you guys are now, and then also where you feel like you could be come the conference meet in a few months.
Well, I think certainly our goal on the women's side is to move back to that upper echelon in the conference. Obviously, it's a very competitive conference with some of the top teams in the nation being in the number one and number two spots consistently. For the men's team, we've been consistently climbing that direction, and that's what we'd like to continue to do. One of the things that I really like about this team is they really have a desire to win, and they have really good racing instincts. And, you know, that's really fun to watch, and it's been successful so far in our dual meet season, and I hope that will continue on.
Now taking a look at these teams, first with the men's team and then with the women's team, it's a team that's got a lot of leadership and a lot of people who have been around the block a few times and know your system, and talk about those leaders on both the men's and women's sides that are really going to help carry this team through this year.
Well, I think certainly, you know, our captains are showing leadership in and out of the pool. Andy Bates, Robbie McNeese, and Chris Bannis have done a wonderful job really using the momentum we started out with coming off of last season and building upon that this season. Andy Bates in particular has been swimming faster in season already this year than he's swum in 4 years in season since we've been here. On the women's side, Allie Reed and Kelly Eggers will continue to provide leadership in and out of the pool, and again, they've all just been swimming faster than they have before in season, and I think that's due to just a higher level of motivation, and just more general excitement and more unity moving towards the same goal, which is you know, typical for a team that has developed under the same coach and program over the course of 4 years, as opposed to, you know, having switches there. As far as key contributors in the water, we've got on the women's side, Adeline Brim, definitely 3B cuts last year. We'd like to see her, of course, at the national meet this year. And she's so versatile. She can really provide wins in a lot of different events. Megan Shubatowski, our top diver, and Kristen Elber and Jana House are also all conference returners, and they're going to provide some great leadership in the pool and out. And we've got some great freshmen on the women's side. We've got Keaton Hannon from Georgia, who's a sprint butterflyer. Rachel Lee from North Carolina, who excels in the distance events, but she's also versatile. Megan Tassone, breaststroker from Cincinnati, and Cecilia Willie, a sprinter from Tennessee. On the men's side, of course, we've got Neil Anderson, who was a B-cut qualifier, and Taylor Anderson, who actually went to the national meet. I'm sorry, Taylor Smith, who went to the national meet last year in the backstroke and sprint freestyle events. And they're going to lead our team in the water, and they are raising the bar. Having Chris Culkin and Zach Stewart back in some of the sprint and distance freestyle events is certainly going to help us on the men's side and kind of move us up to that next level, I think. And then we've got some great freshmen. Two male divers, which is big, big step for our program. Gus Appenbrink from Illinois and Liam McDonald from Lakewood, Ohio. And then Andrew Tran, a sprinter from Upper Arlington, and Ted Hutchinson, who excels in the backstroke and butterfly events from Massachusetts. So we're looking forward to some new key contributors and some who will provide a lot of depth to our program.
Taking a look at that freshman class, you talk about providing depth for this program. Talk about, first of all, I guess, the recruiting process. What is it that you really try to sell to this program? And second of all, one would imagine that that has been fairly successful, because both on the women's and the men's side, you look at the roster and it's just freshmen galore. It has to be something that's very exciting for you as a head coach.
It is really exciting, and I think, you know, the longer you stay at a school, you kind of know what type of person would really do well here at Wittenberg. And I think we stress the community environment, not only of Wittenberg University as a whole, but transferring that onto our team. And we call ourselves a family because, you know, we want to act as unified as a family does, and we want to support each other as a family does. And I think, you know, the other important thing is that we recruit athletes who are successful in the pool, of course, but who also are successful in the classroom. And that is another goal of ours. Both teams were academic All-American teams last year, and they just fit a certain mold of having a standard of excellence in and out of the pool. And I think continuing to recruit athletes like that will help us to improve in the water as well as out.
Now, talk about the having a larger team. Obviously, it's a big thing to go in and take on the Kenyans and the Denisons of the world when you've got 50 or 60 of your own athletes you can throw up there. And obviously, also, the more athletes that you have, generally speaking, the more that you're going to find are really going to develop and improve, and who knows, might be ready for that breakthrough in the conference and the national level.
You know, I think, you know, clearly our goal is to move into the top third of the conference, and I think we've got the talent to do so. As far as the national level, what we've been talking a lot about is, you know, the first step being, of course, returning, you know, at the same time, both men and women to the meet. Our real goal is to get a relay there this year. And I think that with the new additions to the team and the experience and maturity of the older team members, I think we've got a really good shot at doing that if we work really hard and continue to have fun and continue to generate the same sort of enthusiasm.
Like a lot of teams, you guys seem to have the power over the pool, so to speak, here at the HPER Center. Talk about how the athletes have responded, of course, to morning practices, and then, of course, all afternoon. It seems like there's at least some of your athletes here in the pool. So talk about the practice system and getting everybody to stay constantly motivated and constantly focused on the ultimate goals.
Well, you know, one of the great things about our program right now is we try to focus a lot on giving individual athletes individual attention specific to their events, particularly. And we divide each practice into various groups depending on the day and try to use our coaching staff in order for them to get the most and most individual and most specific feedback as possible. And I think that's what's allowed us to succeed kind of across the board. We've got a great returning coaching staff. Of course, Deneen Moffmer has been here for, this is her fifth year. Jim Smith, our diving coach, returns in his fifth year as well. Bob Rafferty, our volunteer assistant coach, who is a O2 All-American grad and director of new media, continues to work with our sprinters. And we've got a new addition in Alex Dolgov this year, who is an outstanding athlete coming to us from Wright State. He has some club coaching experience as well, and he's a really great technician and has been very good in his early months here coaching the kids, specifically with technical help.
Now you take a look at this this swimming and diving coaching staff, and a lot like a football team where you've got different areas of specialty, you've got different strokes that you have to deal with. Of course, you have a diving program as well. Talk about, of course, having that coaching staff, because you're having to deal with 60 or 70 athletes yourself. It's a very difficult task, but when you've got five or six other people to help monitor their progress, it has to be a great benefit to the program.
It really is, and it's really important to have, you know, coaches who are just as dedicated as the athletes are, and I think we definitely have that. We have coaches, we have such a large returning staff with Jim and Bob and Deneen that, you know, we're all on the same page and we all speak the same language, and Jim clearly has had so much success with the divers. But we don't necessarily break out into, you know, coaching a specific stroke or a specific event per coach. We like to all work with all of the athletes as much as possible so that they can continue to get not only a good amount of feedback, but feedback in different ways and in different languages so that they can really understand what we'd like them to change and what we'd like them to work on and what we'd like them to continue doing well, and hear that from more than just one person on a consistent basis.
Now it's an interesting sport. Of course, all the winter sports are always interesting because of the fact that you've got a big winter break in the middle that you have to sort of work your way around. Talk about making sure that finding ways to keep your team focused over the winter break, as well as making sure they have opportunities to get in the pool so that you guys are sharp when you return from winter.
Right. Well, you know, after exam week, most of our swimmers go home and train with their club teams or their high school teams. And when we return, we train here for a few days, but then we head down and train in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Well, actually, we train just north of Fort Lauderdale, Florida at the Pinecrest Schools in Pompano Beach. We stay in Deerfield Beach, and it's just, we call it a little mini season in itself. It's a lot easier to practice, you know, two or three times a day when you've got a beach and the sun and the ocean to keep you entertained in between practices. So that's always a really fun time, not only as far as getting good training in, but also building team camaraderie and really, you know, kind of getting us away from, you know, the daily stresses of being a college level athlete and really allowing us to set high goals and high standards for ourselves that we can come back and implement as we approach our conference meet.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by with us today, Coach, and we wish you the best of luck not only through the rest of the regular season but also in the conference, and hopefully we will see some of these Tiger athletes at the national meet upcoming in March.
Great. Thank you very much.
That is head coach of the men's and women's swimming and diving teams, Natalie Kukas, here on the Tiger Sports Network.